One more time. Help me now. If you're new or you just get with the program, come on. You're just going to help me and you're going to learn today. God requires one thing. What is it called? Faith. What is faith? I mean, just a simple definition. It's my word to you. Here it is. A what?
Come and trust.
That's why you don't need to say, if you believe in Jesus, well, I hope so. What are you saying? What are you saying? That the blood of Jesus isn't good enough to save you? Listen, don't talk like that. You hear me? Put your faith and your total confidence in Jesus Christ, knowing that when it comes my time, I'm absolutely going to be with Him. Absent from the body, what? Present with the who? Lord, believe that way. But here's the kicker. Believe that way through life. Believe that way through life. A total confidence and trust in God. Well, no, you can't do that, man. You'll be all kooky, man. You mean you'd be crazy. No, I ain't talking about the kooky crazy people. Amen. I'm talking about deep down in your gut. You know God loves you to pieces. You know God's holding you in His hand, because that's what John 10 says. And ain't nobody going to pluck me out of my daddy's hand. It ain't happening. Amen. And what's cool is you can't jump out either. That's what's nice. Because we get crazy. Amen. Say, it ain't always other people. It's us that get crazy. I'm glad that God's got a hold on me. Amen. Say. But thinking that way, when you read scriptures, take them in. That's mine. That's mine. I want it. Amen. Say. I don't think there's nothing wrong with being selfish when it comes to you believing God's word for you. You hear me? Yes or no? I ain't talking about taking from other people. No, but man, every promise of the book is what? Mine. How many remember that old song as children? Every promise of the book is mine. Remember that saying? Maybe you don't. Anyway, it don't matter. Rods, we're rolling now. Faith, 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 faith. Look at that, all them hands up. Majority or minority? We live in a world today. I'm going to tell you something. If you have faith, real faith in Jesus Christ, you are in the minority. Did you hear me? I'm not saying that we don't live in a Christian nation. We do. But I'm talking about real faith where you don't turn your back on the Lord. You do the right thing. You double down. And if hell freezes over, I'm going to keep my faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to talk about it today. Majority or minority? We see this through the Bible. We get little hints of it from time to time. The math of those who really have faith in God. And I want to talk about it this morning. Let's go with majority or minority. Let's see what we got, Rod. Let's unpack it. Now, last week, we're just continuing a little bit from last week, but then we're moving forward. Moses told 12 leaders. They were the highest leaders. They were the greatest leaders of all the 12 tribes. Pick you a man. And he picked rulers to go spy out the land. 12 of them. Only 2 of them came back with a good report. A positive report that we can do this thing. Say that with me. We can do this thing. We can do this. We can do this. And here was a report that came. And this is the crowd. This is the 10 evil reporters. Evil reporters. Amen. Are you listening? Yes or no? If you look at our news today, my land of mercy, you'd think America's on fire. Depending on what news you watch. Now, I'm not trying to be political. I'm just trying to say, it doesn't take much brains to be an evil reporter. Yes or no? You listen to me, yes or no? I'd rather focus on good things. I'm not saying stick your head in the sand and don't deal with real problems. But man, why don't we go through life looking at the good? Yes or no? Amen. Say. Let me just take a little quick poll. And how many in this room, you've had enough money over the last week to help pay your bills? Let me just see your hand. Let me look at that. That's pretty good looking out there. Amen. Amen. How many that need a job, want a job, you got a job? Let me see your hand. Isn't that pretty nice? We could focus like that, couldn't we? All right, but we have the problem too, man. We get that in our life. If we're not careful, we'll start being an evil reporter in our own life. Are y'all hearing me or not? Somebody will come up to us. How you doing? Well, I'm an evil reporter. And you start telling them all the crap. And you about throw up on people and wonder why they don't like you. Come on, man. This is good for us. it's far easier to be an evil reporter. It does take effort to see I can make it. It takes hardness to be a soldier for Jesus. Are you hearing me? And so here's the report. And here's the evil report. Not that the two gave, but that the ten gave. And there we saw the what? Giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the what? Giants. And we were in our own sight. Say own sight. We were as what? And so we were as grasshoppers in whose sight? Their sight. Well, see, this is all bull. This was bull, bull, bull. Yeah, there were some really areas to spy out the land. They were big guys. They were big. But I bet you most of them were under 5'10". In all the rest of the area. I've been to the Holy Land a bunch of times. I've been all over there. If you're looking for a basketball team, don't go to the Middle East. Are you hearing me? Now that sounds horrible. I'm telling you. But that's how we are. That's how we are. 5'10", 5'9", 5'1", 4'8", 9 foot. 9 foot, 9 foot, 9 foot, 9 foot. We get stuck like a broke record. I can't. No, you need to go 4'8", 5'2", 5'4", 5'6", 9 foot, 4'8", 5'2". You know what I'm saying? Y'all, did I lose you or not? I'm driving you up the ball, aren't I? Good. I've got to have fun too up here, okay? Here we go. So let's talk about it. Here was the majority report. 10 evil. Did I call them evil? I called them evil. But whoa. God called them evil. God said they gave an evil report. Did you know God looks at you even as his child? And he says, man, you evil, you're an evil reporter. You bad mouthing me. You bad mouthing me. I'm your daddy and you bad mouthing me. Where I grew up, now this is the way mama was. If I bad mouthed mama, she'd knock your teeth out. Now, Dad was different. Dad, I didn't know Dad real well. He worked a lot at the mill, 16 hours a day. That's what he did in the cotton mill. He was wore out and slept most of the time. Had a seventh grade education. He was a sweeper in a cotton mill, and he had a little oil can. He was an oiler. And I remember that little, you remember that oil can? They make that little sound? When you push the back of that little can, that's what Daddy did for a living. Mama was the law. You bad mouth mama, you'll find another place to live. You hear me? Yes. How many had a mama like that? Or a daddy like that? Well, you know, God's not going to throw us out with the trash, but he ain't real keen on us bad mouthing him. Yes or no? Amen. We call ourselves children of the living God. And we're just as pitiful and as whiny as anybody. Y'all hearing me today? You can't believe you got up for this message, can you? Come on, here we go. Here we go. So here was the majority report. They said, we're grasshoppers. We're grasshoppers. We're grasshoppers. Instead of saying, I'm an overcomer. Instead of saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. They said, say it with me. We are what? We are what? One more time. We're what? How many honest before Almighty God on a Sunday morning in late September, you'd raise your hand and say, that was me. I was in a hole. And I told myself and I told others I couldn't do it. I can't make it. But I was a liar because I made it. Let me see your hand. I was a liar because I made it. Only about 8 of you. There's a whole lot more of you than that. You were in a ditch and you complained and you cried and you whined and you tried to do everything else but trust God. And God pulled you through. Amen. He's faithful, man. Here's what they said. But the men that went up with him said, say it with me. We be not what? To go up against the people. For they're what? Wears me out, this kind of thinking. And I've got this way in my life. I've been this way many times in my life. I don't want to live there anymore. I don't want to live at the I ain't able house no more. I want to live at I'm well able house. Amen. Say well able. That's where I want to live. Amen. I won't be like this. So the majority report were grasshoppers. It's much easier to not have faith. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It's much easier not to have faith. There was 10 that had no faith. There was 2 that did. If you do the math, that's about 18%. Is that about right?
9 times 12 is what? 96? What's 8 times 12? 8 times 12 is 96. So it was about 9%, 8.5% to 9%. Let's go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt. We'll call them 9 and 9. That's about it. Go ahead and use that as your number out there. About 18% are going to believe God. About 18% are going to say, we can do this. Yeah. That means about 82% are going to, even your own family and friends will go, you know, you need to go get drunk. You need to go get wasted. You need to, you know, you need to do this. You need to do this. They'll give you all of the kinds of answers instead of the answer that you need. And that is, do you believe God, you're going to be fine. You are going to make it. Amen. About 18%. It's much easier to not have faith. People, instead of believing that Jesus is God's only Son who gave His life for them on the cross, they'd rather go this. They'd rather say this. Well, I'm a good person. They're going to go to hell saying this. Well, I'm a good person. Till they find out they're in hell and guess, well, I guess I wasn't good enough. You never were good enough. You chose to not put your faith in Jesus Christ. That was your choice. Because you still wanted some credit or something along the way about how good you are. Did I lose you? Yes or no? It's much easier to not have faith. Faithless people, say it with me, will always be in the what? Well, I can't believe why people don't believe. Well, it's called planet Earth. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, the fields are white already to harvest. There's always plenty of lost people to reach. You hear me? Yes or no? Amen. Always plenty of faithless people out there. They're always going to be in the majority. The faithless, say that with me, they're always going to attract the what? Come on, say that loud. The faithless people will always attract the what? That's exactly what happened in this story. Two men, one of them was a mighty warrior who was a bulldog for God. The other, Joshua, became the leader of all of Israel after Moses died. Can you believe that? These are two mighty leaders and they didn't believe them. You think this world's just going to stop and follow you when you keep faith? Hey, listen, I don't put my finger up into the wind to get me a poll on if I'm going to believe God or not. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Well, what's everybody else think? Well, 88% of them are probably going to say, no, I'm sorry, 82. 82% are probably going to say, I'm an idiot. Good, just spell my name right. Gary with two R's. Okay, yes or no? That's what we're called today. You're an idiot if you believe Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You're an idiot if you don't believe that something blew up and formed slime and we crawled up and here we are today and it's called evolution. You're an idiot if you believe creation. Did you hear me? Yes or no? They don't teach you in school that Almighty God made you in His image and His likeness. You know why? Because they're smarter than you. Did you hear me or not? Say. Have I lost you or not? Yes or no? It's the truth. It's the truth. I'm not saying we don't live in a Christian nation. I'm just saying we live in a weak Christian nation where people don't double down and believe God and believe His Word. We'd have never had America if it was up to Americans now to make America. Yes or no? Amen. Can you see Washington even getting out and even digging a ditch? I don't believe they know how to do that, to be honest with you. Yes or no? I don't believe most people in Washington could get a job at Walmart. You quote me. That's how I feel. That's how I honestly feel deep down inside. I don't care how many degrees you got. Where's your common sense at? Yes or no? Amen. Come on. And your justice. And justice. And using a brain. And right. And wrong. No, it's more popular to get to be with the majority. Well, I don't want to be. You hear me? Here we go. The Minority Report. The Minority Report. The real Minority Report, see, two believed that they were the giants. Two believed that they were the giants, and all those people in that land were grasshoppers. See, because they had God with them. Amen, yes or no? Do you remember David and Goliath? Remember that story? Who does that? What a crazy person you are, David. You're a nut. And David said, I've listened to this uncircumcised Philistine long enough. Curse my God. I'm going to go out and knock the snot out of him. And guess what? He did. Amen. Yes or no? Amen. Listen, two of them were in the minority report. They said this. Say it with me. Only two, 18% said it. Say it with me. We are what? One more time. We are what? One more time. We are what? Don't you want to live, won't you want to live your life with the Lord on that side of the table? The well-able side of the table? Say, I want to be on the well-able side of the table. Amen. Say, I want to eat right there at the well-able side of the table. I want to pull my chair up right there and feast on the things of the well-able side of the table. I don't do too good. You're not going to do well with me if you're going to ever come to me criticizing people, putting people down, gossiping about people. You're probably going to better duck. I can't stand that. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? I can't stand that. I'll listen to whining, but I can only listen so long to whining. And finally I go, I can't take it anymore. Yes or no? You're supposed to be a pastor. God did not call me to referee fights, and He didn't call me to sit with whiners all day. He called me to preach the gospel. He told me to love on people. To love on people don't mean getting myself so depressed that I want to go jump off I-275 at St. Pete. I can't do that. Yes or no? Amen. We're well able. Caleb, the bulldog, steal the people, because they were all influenced by this majority that said we can't. Caleb stole the people before Moses and said, let us go at what? And possess it, for we're what? Push me, Raj. You're talking way too much back there. Here it is. It's not easy to have real faith. I didn't say it was easy. I didn't say it was easy. I didn't say it was easy for my mama to put her faith in Jesus Christ and go back home to a man that hated the decision she had made. And he became her biggest persecutor, her own husband. But mama stayed faithful. Ultimately, mama took 6 shots from a .357 Magnum because he hated her so much. I wish mama had left. She didn't. If you want to know the whole story, we'll tell you sometime. But the bottom line is, it's not easy to have real faith. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yes or no? It's not easy. It's so much easier to walk away. It's so much easier. I'm talking about from your children or from situations or hard situations at work. You at work, and so you have a hard situation come up at work. So I quit. When you probably should have stayed right there with it, worked a little harder, and maybe those that were causing you so much trouble, God would have knocked them right out of your life and took them out of your way, but you gave up too soon. Are you listening? Yes or no? Real faith, man. People with real faith will always be in the what? That's why football teams, they have one head coach. You got 30, 40, 50 players out there. Amen? So often the players, man, they have to have that leadership. Yes or no? Amen. That guy that says, you go out there and you knock them in the mouth. You go out there, you're better than them. You're better. No, because they're down 14 points. You are better than them. You can win. You can do it. I want to be like that. Yes or no? Amen. Say. Come on. The faithful will always distract the crowd. If you're faithful and you believe you can, don't expect to get a line behind you. Did I lose you? Yes or no? They'll go, he's crazy. That's too hard. What's he smoking? It's much easier to not have faith, guys. Y'all hearing me today? Let's keep looking. The popular vote. The popular vote. Grasshoppers. The Lord has brought us to this land to do what? To fall. That's the popular vote. That was the popular vote of the 10. These were not weak people. These were amazing leaders chosen. And those 10, only 2 said, we can do it. Look, wherefore hath the Lord brought us to this land? Say it with me. To do what? To do what? To what? Fall by the what? That our wives and our children are going to be prey. They're going to be raped. They're going to be pillaged. Were it not better for us to go back to Egypt? That was the popular vote. Did y'all hear me or not? So they said, we will not what? We will not. God is not honored in this kind of living. He's not honored. Now, I'm not saying if you give all your money to the church house, you're going to be wealthy. That is so much bull. Okay? No, I'm saying life is hard. You ought to support the Lord's work. I believe that. But don't forget, you denied the faith and worse than an infidel if you don't pay your light bill and take care of your family. Amen. Yes or no? Amen. Listen, so the point is, life is hard. What's that got to do with anything? I can still make it. Amen? We won't go. By the way, this was the 10th time. Say 10th. One more time. 10th time they did this. Aren't you glad God's patient with us? Let's thank Him for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because we are crazy. It was the 10th time the people of Israel had rebelled. I ain't going to preach them all. The Red Sea. They wanted to go back to Egypt. At Marah, the water deal. The wilderness of sin. At Rephidim. You can read them all. At Sinai. Amen. Kadesh. Look at all this. They did it constantly in Kadesh. Kadesh was a really negative area for them. Kadesh, 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 Kadesh. And still at Kadesh. It's a wonder God didn't destroy Kadesh like He did Sodom and Gomorrah. They were so unbelieving. 10 times they did this to God. They got right in His face and said, You are bad to us. You're going to kill our children. We're better off in Egypt where they treated us like garbage, but at least we could eat some onions and some leeks. And we could be slaves and build buildings with straw and brick. That's how crazy we are. God says, that's not my choice for you. My choice is for you to believe me. I have a land that flows with milk and honey if you want to go get it. How many can't believe from where you came from? You can't believe the house you live in right now. Let me see your hand. You just can't believe it. Boy, that's me. Y'all ain't even been to my new house yet. You're going to go, wow, look at that fancy house. You ain't going to know it looked horrible when I got it. It's amazing what hard work can do. Yes or no? Amen or oh me? It's amazing. Yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord. Amen. It's amazing what hard work can do. Amen. Come on, man. Because all those men, God said, which have seen my glory, they've seen my miracles. This is God speaking that I did in Egypt. They saw what I did in the wilderness. They've tempted me. They've tempted me now these 10 times. How many times? They've not hearkened to my voice. Surely they ain't going to see the land which I swear to their fathers. This is God speaking. They ain't going to see it. Oh, no, I'm not backing up on my word. The children of Israel are going to see it, not just them children of Israel. They ain't going in. Neither any of them that provoked me. See, when we don't believe God, we are provoking God. I thought I was just okay with that. I thought I could say I don't believe God, and I could whine, and I could say I can't, and I could poor mouth Him all the time, and He's cool with it. Because, see, He loves me. He thinks you're a lunatic. And He thinks you're weak. This is God. And He says, you're provoking me. Does that mean He's going to send you to hell if you're a believer in Jesus? No. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're absolutely ineffective for Him. And that's not God's will for your life. Amen. Say, He calls me salt. He calls me light. Amen. That's what He calls me. He calls me for something good. And that's what I need to do. Here God says this, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit. Say another spirit. Another spirit. What is that spirit? The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. He had another spirit. And he has followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall do what? Possess it. I love that. Did you know what? You can raise a good family if you want to. I'm not saying bad people aren't, or bad things aren't going to happen inside your family. It's going to happen. Other people are going to make bad decisions sometimes. But if you would stick with God, you can raise a good family. Did you hear me? Yes or no? We never believed. We never believed. Did you know what? How about you start being the one that believes? How about you say the days of believing and unbelieving in my family are over? As for me and my house, Joshua said, we'll serve the Lord. Amen. Good stuff. God says, how long am I going to bear with this evil congregation? Which do what? Murmur against me. I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, and they murmur against me. Have you ever thought the way you murmur against somebody else, God's saying, you thought you were talking about Fred and Sue. But no, 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 you're talking about me and Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, God says. Wow, that'll get your mouth shut, won't it? Yes or no? Amen. Amen. We ought to think that way. I don't want to be a murmurer.
I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me, saying to them, as surely as I live, God says. Boy, that's tough when you see that in the Bible. As you've spoken in my ears, so I'll do to you. Your unbelief has come into my ears. How that I'm not a good daddy. I'm going to put it back in your ears, God says. Your carcasses are going to fall in this wilderness. And all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and up, which have murmured against me. Boy, that was one good year to be 19. Amen. Yes or no? Woo! Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephthah, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Only two out of the 12. But your little ones, which you said are going to be prey, they're going to be raped, they're going to be pillaged, them I'm going to bring in. And they're going to know the land which you've despised. See, because you didn't like the land. But as for you, your carcasses, they're going to fall in the wilderness. Your children are going to wander in the wilderness 40 years, though, by the way, because of what you've done 40 years. 40 years. And they're going to bear your whoredoms. Wow, this is God's language. Until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. You can't get much uglier language than God's using right here. Yes or no, amen. But it's okay. I don't have to believe God. I'm good. I'm cool. No, you ain't. God says that ain't cool. After the number of days in which you've searched the land, even 40 days, each day for a year. I sent you over there to see it. How about this? We'll do my math now. Every day you were over there looking, seeing if you could do it. I never said if you could do it. I just said go look because you can do it. Amen. Say. But I'll give you a year for every day you spent. Each day for a year shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of what? Ooh, that's a big line. My breach of what? Did you know when we don't believe God, God looks at us and says, you know, you're basically saying I breached my promise. How many like that when somebody says that to you? You stuck by your word, you did the right thing, and somebody says you didn't keep your promise. That don't make you feel good, does it? Yes or no, when you worked hard to keep your promise. Amen or amen? I, the Lord, have said I'll surely do it unto this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and they shall what? Die. I know it's hard preaching, guys, but you're not going to get anywhere in life with this mamby-pamby whatever kind of faith. It's going to take really believing God, and you will always be in the minority when you have it. Keep looking. Roger, we'll get as much as we can, buddy. God requires one thing, faith. Say it with me. Without faith, that's what? To please Him, for he that comes to God must do what? That he is, and that he is a what? Of those that do what? That do what? You mean there's work? You mean diligent? You mean to be in that 18% it's going to take me some work? Yeah. Some blood, some sweat, and some tears. Faith. I thought it was all easy. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. It does. He does love you, but do you love Him? Do you believe Him? How do I show my love to God? Maybe I'll get Him some flowers, you know, on Father's Day. How about that? So how I show my love for God? Does He need a wallet or a t-shirt? Here's how I show my love for God. I believe Him. Mitchell Clark can do nothing to please me more than when he looks at me and says, I believe my Father. The other day, I sent him a happy birthday wish. And he responded by saying, I love and respect you. I'm the one that gave the wish. But I got it back that this boy respects his daddy. You know how big that is to me. Yes or no? Amen or amen? I don't need any. Yeah, praise the Lord. I don't need anything from my kids. I don't need them to help me with the house payment. Help me. Now, maybe they might one day. No, I don't have no house payment, so they ain't going to have to help with that. Amen. Say. But the bottom line is I don't need that. I don't need anything. I don't need them to buy me clothes. I don't need any of that. But if I can get them to respect me and believe Daddy, believe Dad, as I've given my life to preach the Word, I want them to believe that Dad was sincere when he preached the Word. Dad was sincere when he believed Jesus. Dad wasn't perfect. Dad was screwed up sometimes. He's crazy sometimes. That's all right.
But when you unpeel that onion, I hope they'll see, Dad, you believed and we believe. Amen. Where did I get that from? Where did that desire come from? That's how God is. God says, believe me. Amen. You're trying to do all this for me. How about this? Stop being crazy and start doubling down on my word and put it in your heart. And believe me, man. Why can't I please God without faith? Several things. It's a slap in the face of God. It's a slap in the face of God when we don't believe God. He says this one thing and you say something else that he can't. It's a slap in the face of God. These are my words. It makes God Almighty look weak when you and I don't believe God. So here I was, married 28 years, hurt so bad. A woman I loved left with somebody else. Well, I guess I got a pass now. I don't have to live for God anymore. That's crazy. Yes or no? Amen. Did God ever do me any wrong in my life? Yes or no? No. How many else had somebody hurt you somewhere along your way? Let me just see some hands. I got hurt somewhere in my life. And it's horrible, the things that we do to one another as people on this planet. But God didn't do that. Amen. And don't give us a pass either. Amen. Just doesn't. God Almighty looks strong. He looks very strong when we look weak. He likes that. He likes the odds against us sometimes. And he shows up. Amen. It makes God appear to be unholy. When you and I don't have faith in him, it makes him appear to be unholy. He said something and he's a liar. You think he's going to take kindly with that? Yes or no? You know how I'd feel in this town of Englewood? I wouldn't preach anymore. If my children went around this town and said, you know what? My dad's a liar. What he preaches at Fellowship Church, he doesn't believe. My dad's a liar. My dad's a liar. How long do you think I'd last? Personally, how long do you think I would last? I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't last any. It would be the kryptonite to their daddy if my own young'uns didn't believe. Amen. We don't do that to God, but we do it all the time. Matter of fact, 82% do it. It makes God look like it was his fault when I what? Isn't that nice? Yes or no? Isn't that nice? We can go ahead and pass the buck to God. Not only do we pass the buck to other people, put the blame on other people in our life, but here's what we do. When we get real spiritual, we learn how to put the blame on God. God is going to stomp your tail like a grasshopper. I'm going to tell you that right now. You remember I said that. You remember I said that today. He is not happy with us. And I'm not mad. You think I'm mad today, don't you? I ain't mad. I just love teaching like this. God needs somebody standing on this stage today to stand up for him. And I'm going to do it. Amen? Say. Because the 82% could give a rip. God requires one thing, faith. Raj, tell me we're done. You're killing me. Hush your mouth. Don't tell us. You must have faith, number one, to be saved, guys. There's lots of scripture. Let's just do one. Jesus answered and said unto him, except a man be born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. Unless you put your faith in Jesus, you will not be saved. No, but I'm a good person. My grandmother was whatever in the church way back in 1929. We are nuts. Do you believe? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes or no? Flat out. Number two, you must have faith to be his what? To be his servant. You can call yourself whatever. You can play church till the cows come home. But if any of you lack wisdom, you let him ask of God. He'll give to all men liberally. He doesn't upbraid not. He's not partial at all. You want wisdom, you want God to help you, he will. It'll be given to you. But you got to ask in what? You got to ask in what? Nothing what? Well, I'm good. I'm in. I'm out. I'm in. I'm out. You know what God says? No, you out. Because you won't never end. This idea, no. You going to serve the Lord? Both feet, baby. Both feet. He that wavers like a wave of the sea, tossed and driven with the wind. You're tossed away, man. For let not man think that he'll receive anything of the Lord. Say that last part, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. A double-minded man is unstable in all his what? Some of the greatest people I know are people who've gone through the hardest things in life. They're some of the people I admire the most in my life. And there, many of them are right inside this room. You'd be surprised the stories that we could tell right inside this room. Don't think having it easy is going to make you a great Christian. Because when you have it easy in life, you can be lulled to sleep and you don't even know you're in the 82%. But when hell gets rough and it gets hot in your life and hard, all of a sudden, there's an accounting that has to be done. Either I'm going to be with him or I ain't. Hard times aren't bad. That's not a bad thing. You must have faith to be as what? Ooh, so saved. A servant to serve him. And number three, a steward. I say it all the time around here, but this I say, he that sows sparingly, going to reap sparingly. He that sows bountifully is going to reap bountifully. Every man according as he does what? As he what? Purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly. Okay? That's mad. I give grudgingly, I'm mad. Or of necessity. That's sad. I got to do it because, you know, it's in the Bible, but it's killing me. For God loves what kind of giver? You know, God loves us. He loves us, period. But he really is so happy with us when we believe that, you know, God can do this thing debt-free. I know that made God happy. And you know what I get because of that now these days? When I drive up on this campus, there's something that sort of grips me and it touches me when I come. I'm glad I didn't have to, when I come up here, think some bank did this. Yes or no? Amen. When I drive by, when I'm out there on the park, I thank God today for the parking lot. I did. I remember when it was just nasty nothing. There's all kinds of pipes. Did you know not a drop of rain falls on this property, hardly on this parking lot, that don't go into some big old underground piping that goes and feeds our ponds? Amen? We didn't have to do it that way. But God blessed us. Yes or no? Amen. You don't come to this church and you just got, you know, knee-deep water. Have you ever noticed that? Yes or no? You ever notice when there's floods everywhere around us? There's old fellowship sitting up. God blessed us. He gets all the credit. Amen. Say, live your life like this. God's able to make all grace abound to you, you that believe him, you that believe him, you that believe him. That you always having all sufficiency in all things to abound every good work. You 18% that will say to God, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to whatever it is. You know what? God's going to take care of you. I didn't say he's going to make you rich. He's going to give you wisdom. When you know you need to sell that house you don't need anymore and downsize. He's going to give you wisdom when you say, yeah, I don't need another car. Or I don't need a new car. I'm going to go get a used one. What? Yeah, God will help you. If you want to give to the Lord's work, you can. Don't blame him. Don't blame him. Because he's sitting dead ready to... I'm telling you right now. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Faith is a total confidence and trust in God. That's what we've talked about today. Without it, say it with me, I'm what? Without it, I'm what? I don't got a dog's chance. Without it, say it, last thing, and we're done. I have what? Zero connection to God. Roger, we're done. So what are you going to be? Did we get the point across today? Say, was I ugly today? I want ugly. You know if you call me ugly, I'm going to say you in the 82%. That's what I'm going to say. No, I ain't going to do that to you. And I'm not saying that in a congregation. I'm not saying that you are in the 82% here. I'm not saying out of this crowd today, there's only 18 out of 100 that believe God. I'm not saying that. I'm saying in the world we live in the world we live in, you're in the 18%. Did you hear me? Yes. Did you hear me today? Yes or no? You're in the 18%. Catch yourself when you drift. When you drift over into that other number, into that minor, in that majority, because it pulls you. That majority will pull you, won't it? Yes or no? That's why we need each other. That's why we need church. That's why we need the Word of God. That's why we need Bible studies. That's why we need fellowship. Iron sharpens what? Iron. We need that. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. I got to quit. Amen. Praise God. I think it's a good day. Good today. Good for our...